Hello, Hugh Grant fans, and welcome to Hugh's News, a Taking Hugh for Granted bonus podcast. Hugh's News aims to keep you right up to date with everything Hugh Grant, from an announcement he signed on to a new project, right down to him doing a particularly saucy tweet. If it's big Hugh Grant news, we want you to know about it. The big news today is we've got our first look as Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa in the trailer for the new Wonka film coming this December. I'm Dibby Waite, and to discuss this with me, I'm joined by my fellow Orson Hound correspondent, Oscar Beardmore. Great Oscar, how the bloody hell are you doing today, mate?
I'm doing well, Diggs. Excited. Very excited. Our Instagrams have been going off, been getting messages all morning. New trailer is out. And I mean, this is quite big news. It was on the BBC News website that Hugh Grant is an Oompa Loompa. For a lot of people, they'll just be finding this out. Of course, we've known about it for a little bit, but it is exciting to see what he will actually look like on screen.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, I'm not going to lie, mate, kudos to us, because I think a few months ago, I got a few more people sending me what I think it's very sweet when people who know us do this. They'll send us Hugh Grant news as if we don't know it. But it's very sweet of them to send it. And I remember a few people sending me being like, oh, have you seen Hugh Grant singing Oompa Loompa? And I just linked them of our episode we did literally like a year and maybe a half ago now, where we were on top of the rumors. Then they were mere rumors, but we were on top of it. So kudos to us for that. I mean, just the thing is, you mentioned his look there. I guess that we might as well just jump straight into it. What do you think about his look? What's your reaction? Because obviously we had some ideas, there were some mock-ups online, but we've actually seen it now, this CGI Hugh Grant as Oompa Loompa in a little it looks like someone's put a massive wine glass over his head to trap him like he's some sort of spider. What do you think about his look?
It's quite similar to some of the mock-ups, but I guess there's only so much an Oompa Loompa can look like, I guess, being sort of orange and purple and green. My knowledge of Oompa Loompas is not that great. I mean, I don't know how we go onto this, down this rabbit hole, knowing what an Oompa Loompa looks like, but he's very small, isn't he? He's like a miniature version. I mean, it looks like the makeup and the CGI, etc., has been really well done, as to be expected. But you know, this could be his most like interesting look in terms of how long he must have had to spend in makeup, etc., that we've ever seen him.
That's the thing. I'm sure I'd be so fascinated to see the behind the scenes of how this is done, because I have to be honest, I was so intrigued about how they did this, because obviously in the very original film, but it was that the one in the 70s or whatever, I think they cast little people in the role of the Oompa Loompas. I suppose in the current climate, if you did the same thing again, but then just like superimposed Hugh Grant's face on them, then it would be like, well, why don't you just like cast an actor like I don't know, Peter Dinklage or someone like that, you know, to play the role. But the thing is, but the CGI, I know what you're saying, but for me, it actually, from the Oompa Loompas that we know, he looks even smaller, like you said. He looks teeny tiny. Yeah. And I have to say, with the CGI, it looks weird. Like, when he does his little dance, I was like, what is happening? And there's some like stuff in his face and stuff. I mean, it's going to be very interesting. It does look very weird. I mean, just to cast a look at some reactions on Twitter. Just Stay Soft says, first look at Hugh Grant as an Oompa Loompa, literally the craziest sentence I've ever read. Daydream Death said, thought another Wonka movie was unnecessary, but now I'm sold. Give me more Oompa Loompa Hugh Grant. Film LA Met says, literally no one else could Oompa Loompa as hard as Hugh Grant. but coming back to your point you just made then about, you know, this might be the longest he's spent in makeup and stuff. This one was very interesting. When B. Billiams says, Hugh Grant is definitely in his I don't give a fuck era. Every decision this man makes is insane and I love it. And I kind of think that's what it kind of feels like. I saw, there's a great tweet that we retweeted. Do check us out on Twitter. We're at Taking Hugh on there. And it was showing the sort of, it said the duality of Hugh Grant. It showed a picture of him as an Oompa Loompa. Then a picture of him in that classic Bridget Jones's Diary, when he like comes out of the water and he's like dripping wet and he looks so hot. Then it was a picture of him and Morris when he just looked like absolutely stunning as well. And then it was a picture of him doing the dance at the end of Paddington 2 when he's in jail. And it really did just show, like, there is just such a difference in his, as we call it, the Hunaissance. There's such a difference in the roles that he's doing. He's having such fun with it. He is in his I don't give a fuck era. And it's just so fun for us to delight in.
It really is, Diggs. And interestingly, for people who might have not picked up on this, so it does say in the trailer, of course, that this has been directed by Paul King, who, of course, directed Paddington. And I think the screenplay is also done by his co-writer or his sort of guy he works with, Simon Farnby, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right, yeah.
So it sort of feels like what's happened here is that they couldn't get Hugh into one of the bigger roles where he can be like Phoenix Buchanan. But because so many people loved Hugh dancing at the end of Paddington, it's almost like Paul King has called up Hugh and said, look, we don't have a big role for you, but could you come and do a bit more dancing at the end of this film just to get the audience, you know, they'll be, even if they don't like the film, they'll stay to the end surely just for that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was going to be one of my questions. How much of a role do you think Hugh will play in this film and the Oompa Loompas in general? Because it's interesting that Willy Wonka in this advert sort of, we haven't even talked about it being Timothée Chalamet yet, but Willy Wonka in this advert, he seems to suggest that he's like, oh, who are you? You're the little guy that's been following me around. Mm. And then the Oompa Loompa Hugh Grant is like, well, let me remind you about who we are. It's going to be interesting to see, because if this is a prequel to, and it's quite funny, the tagline they use is, discover how Willy became Wonka. I kind of love it, but also it makes no sense. But anyway, it's like, discover how first name is last name. Not sure. But anyway, I guess when you think of Willy Wonka, you think of Chocolate Factory, Oompa Loompas. I'm trying to think about, you know, that sort of, it's sort of like when you think of Batman. I think the most recent Batman movie, people, they were asking audiences what they wanted to see. And when they think of Batman, they think of Batmobile, and they almost weren't going to have a Batmobile in the film, but they were like, well, I guess if it's a Batman movie and that's what we expect, we have to have it. It's the same with the Oompa Loompas. And so I imagine that actually Hugh Grant might have quite a big role in this film, because if the Oompa Loompas, if this is a prequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, they are a huge part of that. And so I actually wonder whether it might not just be a little add on the end, but actually there might be quite a big storyline with Hugh Grant involved. And if that's the case, I cannot bloody wait.
Yeah, that's a good point, Diggs. I hadn't thought of that. You, like you say, Wonka, Willy Wonka, and Oompa Loompas are sort of synonymous with each other. So it would suggest that maybe Hugh does have a slightly bigger role to play. I mean, he seems to have mastered in the Hunaissance this role of, in the credits, you know, when you have, it's, you know, the starring actors, Timothée Chalamet, Patterson Joseph, Matt Lucas, and Hugh Grant. It's always "and Hugh Grant."
Yeah, yeah.
It's tag on at the end. So
you're so right. Yeah, that is such a good point. It's always "and Hugh Grant." It's like the big cameo, the big tag on, you know. Yeah, I love that. You're so right.
So it will be interesting to see how much we get to see of him. I suspect that it will be a relatively minor role. That's what I suspect. It won't be as big as his role in Dungeons and Dragons. That's kind of what I think it will be like. But who knows? We're just speculating. So let's pray and hope that he has as big a role as possible. But, you know, he's fighting for time with a serious A-list cast, isn't he? I mean, you know, there's just a bunch of really big actors in this movie. So, you know, even if Hugh doesn't get a really big role, it will be interesting to see how all these, you know, household names, Olivia Colman, Sally Hawkins, all these people, like how they interact with one another.
Yeah, and just another name to add to that list, which I thought of you straight away. A great moment in the trailer is Rowan Atkinson. Like running away as fast as he could. I mean, absolute, obviously, British acting royalty, but he looks like he's a priest in this film, which makes me think of him in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah.
And his role in that as the ordained minister. And I just wonder whether we're going to get just basically, hopefully, a carbon copy of that. And I thought of you straight away because I know we absolutely love his performance in that film.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, I guess, 1994, 2024, so 30 years after. We might get a repeat of Hugh and Rowan Atkinson on screen together. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, Diggs? Because we first kind of got clued up on the fact that Hugh was in this film. I remember, I think it was early 2021, or maybe it was, I can't remember the exact day, when we got those TikToks of Hugh Grant leaving some college in Oxford. And that was when the first rumors sort of started up, and that, you know, Timothée Chalamet had been cast and he was going to be in this movie with him. And, like, you know, sort of Timothée Chalamet is almost like the Hugh Grant of, you know, the 2020s. He's the sort of picture poster boy with the nice hair. Everyone sort of fancies him. So maybe Hugh's taught him a bit or two about how to, you know, how to play a leading role. But I guess that remains to be seen.
Well, I mean, it's interesting you say about the leading role in this as well, because I think as two things I want to say about what you said, and I think this backs up one of your earlier points. I think the fact that we only saw those bits from Hugh Grant, it looks like the odd day here and there. It reminds me similarly perhaps to his work on the recent Knives Out film, where he was literally in for a day. I wonder whether it might be something similar here. We it didn't feel like to us, and obviously we're very clued up, it didn't feel like to us that his scheduling had been like completely torn apart and like filled with just this, like it was with Dungeons and Dragons. That really was, you know, a lot of filming, many days. This to us, we haven't caught wind of him having too many times in the studios and too much. So I sort of think that owes to it. If that isn't the case and Hugh's on the film a lot, then maybe he has taught Timothée Chalamet a thing or two about being the leading man. And it's very interesting because this film, one of the things I'm intrigued about is to see how Timothée Chalamet has big shoes to fill. Whatever you think of Johnny Depp now, I do think he brought, Johnny Depp is a good actor, and he brought a weird sort of take on.
He did.
On that last film. Yeah, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And so he's got a lot of big shoes to fill, obviously with Johnny Depp and Gene Wilder from the original. And to be honest, I think both of them, Gene Wilder actually gave, there was sort of a dark element to his performance of Willy Wonka. Similarly, I think there might have been, you know, a slightly unhinged version. And I think some people made the point online that, you know, this iteration potentially is viewing Willy Wonka as the main character and not Charlie, and thinking that Willy Wonka is this protagonist, when actually, potentially, he's this deeply flawed person. And it would be very interesting to see, because in the adverts at least, Timothée Chalamet comes across as this like kooky, crazy, fun guy. Mm-hmm. But actually, whether there's any of that sort of Machiavellian bad boy streak in him, it would be interesting to see. Because if there was, then I think Hugh Grant could give him a lot of advice. Because that, let's be real, that's Hugh Grant's like latest thing in a nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, we will no doubt get into this when we see the movie, which comes out, I think, on December the 15th. So it's going to be around Christmas time. But
a treat.
Yeah, what a treat. It's going to be interesting to see that, actually, because the trailer made it look like you say, that Wonka is kind of, he doesn't really look like he has a nasty streak. Timothée Chalamet looks like he's a nice bloke, which you're right, that certainly, you know, I have great memories of watching Charlie the Chocolate Factory when I was a kid. And Johnny Depp brought that kind of, that nasty side, a bit of a malicious side to him. So I don't know whether we'll get that from Timothée Chalamet. But that, again, like I said, remains to be seen. But yeah, it's going to be, it's definitely one to have in the diary, not just obviously for Hugh Grant fans, but December the 15th, $125 million budgets. Obviously, Roald Dahl, his books remain one of, you know, they're some of the great books, aren't they? So whenever a movie is made about one of his, or based on one of his books, it's going to be box office. So much to look forward to with this. And, you know, just the buzz that is generated today through, you know, Instagram and Twitter, and I'm sure there'll be a few interviews coming up in the next few months. It's got everyone very excited.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, Synopsis Simon watched the advert this morning and let me know that he thought it actually looked fantastic. He the only thing, obviously, as a true older statesman and a Brit, he was going, I didn't like the fact that Willy Wonka was American, and I didn't like the fact that Willy Wonka, you know, had it sent
you know, no daydreaming, and it said you'd be fined $3 rather than pounds. Why is it American?
Why Synopsis Simon sounds like that, I'm not sure.
Well, you know what's funny, Diggs, because I was watching it with my mum, and she also said, why is Willy Wonka American? It's filmed in England. So there might be more than one person in the boomer generation who's having those thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. And just to say on that, on the Roald Dahl thing, if I'm not mistaken, I think when we originally reported on this, there was a suggestion that this was going to be part of a Roald Dahl cinematic universe, a Marvel-esque cinematic universe, where it's the different Roald Dahl books. Now, if that's true, I mean, that's nuts. But this would be, I think, one of the first of that new breed, which would be very interesting if they can get something like that to be as, you know, to at all rival Marvel. That would be crazy. It's interesting you said about as well that the people on Twitter. I just want a few more of these to read a few more of these out. Caitlin Moran, an esteemed author, she said, I'm so unbelievably ready for Hugh Garner's Oompa Loompa. But just want to focus on these two as well, because there's a few people who are less impressed. This is from Zach Silberberg, and they say, if this thing showed up in my house, I would spray it with Raid. Raid being, of course, the anti-insect spray. So some people would have, then someone else said, Teeth67 said, this applies to normal-sized Hugh Grant as well. So some people aren't too happy about the look and this film, but I know that we are, and I'm sure that everyone listening at home is as well. So, I'm not sure what else there is to say other than we cannot wait to see this film.
Not much more to say, Diggs, because as we said at the beginning, emergency podcast. So we just wanted to capture our initial thoughts, and we'll be keeping our ears very close to the ground for any more news and any more clips, especially of Hugh, because we only got 15 seconds or so there in the trailer. So if anyone else out there has any news, any comments, just feel free to send us an email. Send us a message over Instagram. Many people have already been in touch this morning. But it's great that there's a buzz again around Hugh Grant. It's only, you know, he's like we said, we knew this year was going to be a big year for him, and it's proving that way, isn't it?
Exactly. And there's still so much of it to go. I mean, we're only in July. We've got a fistful of months left. Absolutely, like Oscar said, we're at Taking Hugh for Granted on Facebook and Instagram. We're at Taking Hugh on Twitter. And you can find us on email, takinghughforgranted@gmail.com. Get in touch with us there. Otherwise, Oscar, I'll see you next time for another edition of Hugh's News, and hopefully another edition soon of Taking Hugh for Granted. I'll see you then.
See you, mate.
This is the end of Hugh's News. We hope you feel very informed. Hugh's News. About Hugh Grant. Hugh's News. And everything is very Hugh's good. News. And now it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Hugh's News is a Taking Hugh for Granted production and is produced, edited and presented by Diggory Waite and Oscar Beardmore Gray. The producers of Taking Hugh for Granted would like to state that this podcast is in no way associated with the actor Hugh John Mungo Grant, nor does it endorse his views or represent him in any way. Instead, by creating this podcast, Oscar and Diggory hope to celebrate Hugh's illustrious career, reliving his old classics and shedding light on some of his hidden gems. Hugh, if you're listening, we hope you approve.